Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first few guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Erlinda Claire and Chef Sean Carafa for guessing bitter melon. I just had my big book launch party at Octavia Books, where I demonstrated jambalaya from my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana. I'll tell you more about that later in the show. I also went to the Isleños Festival in St. Bernard, Louisiana. Listen later while I talk about all the great food we ate and how much fun my family and I had. Last week, I said I would give away a copy of Andrew Zimmern's book, Andrew Zimmern's Bizarre World of Food, Brains, Bugs, and Blood Sausage. And the winner is Angèle LeBlanc. Congratulations! Now it's time for our interview with Amber Kelly of Cook with Amber. Amber Kelly has been helping in the kitchen for as long as she can remember. Amber's family is big on wellness. Her parents are wellness coaches, and so Amber has learned that eating well, moving well, and thinking well are key to a happy life. Now she wants to share the message and has made it her mission to spread the word to other kids that being healthy is cool. Through her love of cooking, she has created her online cooking show, Kids Can Cook Too, in hopes that she will be able to inspire kids to eat and share healthy meals. The show has resonated with the public and made her a regular guest on Q13 Fox News, where she shares her passion and enthusiasm. Amber, it is wonderful to have you as a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. So you are 10 years old and you have an online cooking show that encourages healthy eating. How did the idea for the show come about?
Well, as you know, my parents are wellness coaches, and I always thought it would be awesome to have my mom have a cooking show, but she was too busy, so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it instead.
Well, that's so cool. So, like, okay, well, you can't do it, so you know what? Whatever. I'm going to do it. Well, that's so cool. I love that. And I know that for me, juggling school and my cooking career can be a challenge. How often do you film episodes for your show, and how do you balance school and your cooking life?
Well, we usually do a show once a week, if we can. Sometimes we don't have time, or even we'll do a whole bunch. And it's really hard to balance my cooking show and school, but I usually do my cooking show after school when I don't have playdates or sports.
Oh, so you like sports. What kind of sports do you cook? Do you play?
I love gymnastics.
Okay.
And I used to take karate, but I don't anymore.
That's cool. I'm not that athletic, but I mean, I'm in other sports, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of the same, like, as me. Right after school, I do my homework, and then I'll do my radio show.
Yeah.
Kind of like the same kind of routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm part Filipino, Cajun, Honduran, and Cuban, and I love cooking food that reflects telling my family's story. What is your cultural background, and do you draw cooking inspiration from your heritage?
I'm a bunch of stuff, but I'm half Japanese, and we've made bento boxes, which are little Japanese lunches. And they're really cute and intricate, and they have lots of great ideas that are healthy, and they're awesome for school.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's awesome. You know, and as you were saying earlier, how you like gymnastics, I was just thinking that I'm probably going to say that later in the show. But I was at the Isleños Festival. It was in St. Bernard Parish. My cousins and I were there, and we decided to do some cartwheels, and my mom decided to record it.
I love doing cartwheels. They're so fun.
Now, that's what you think. Now, here's my side of the story is my cousins all know how to do cartwheels, and me, not so much. So we're all lined up to do cartwheels, and my mom's like, go. So we all do cartwheels, and my cousins land perfectly, and then me, I'm like trying to get up from like this failed cartwheel. Yeah, it was kind of really, not kind of, it was really bad. I should like post that to my website just so people can see my failed cartwheel. I'm the only one who's still kind of like sitting on the ground. I mean, that's awesome what you're about the cultural background. I love doing that too. Like all my recipes in my cookbook, especially in my first cookbook, represent my heritage. Like I mean, I even have recipes that my family has contributed. Like my abuela, she contributed some tostones. My abuela and papi are green plantain tostones since they're Honduran and Cuban, and that's part of their heritage. So they contributed that, and my nana makes her famous walking taco. So it's like a 7 year.
I love tacos.
Me too. Tacos are my favorite food. They're awesome. And they can she contributed that, and even my dad, who's not that not a great cook, he contributed something. Even my sister, she's not a cook either, but she bakes, so she contributed a cake and a couple of cakes actually. My dad, he contributed an ice cream recipe because he loves to make ice cream, and I love to eat ice cream. So he contributed a I think it was a New York cheesecake ice cream.
Oh my gosh,
I
yum.
know, it's so good, and I love it when he makes it. It's delicious. And you use a lot of fresh vegetables and herbs in your cooking. Do you have a garden? And what is your favorite vegetable?
We have a garden, and part of it's a children's garden, and we can grow what we want in it. Like, we've grown carrots, blueberries, strawberries, lots of different fruits and vegetables. And my favorite vegetable is probably beets because they have a really awesome flavor, and I love the color too.
I love beets. I wish I had a vegetable garden. I'm still working on the vegetable garden thing. This summer, I was really hoping to have a vegetable garden, but and we're probably gonna grow some tomatoes or something. But so far, all I have is basil, mint, cilantro, and sweet peppers. The sweet peppers are still growing. I can't wait to till they're done. But I'm going to have a huge fruit and vegetable garden and an herb garden. I just can't wait because we don't really like use our backyard. Like we don't have a playground or anything or a swimming pool. So that is something I want in my backyard, a vegetable garden, and I just think that'd be awesome.
They're really fun.
And beets, you said beets were your favorite vegetable. I love beets. They're really good, but they do stain your fingers and your gloves sometimes.
Suddenly you have like purple fingers.
It's true. Like I'm cutting beets, and then after I'm done, I'm trying to wash my hands, and even after I'm done, I have purple hands. And I even like stained my cutting board too. Like purple, it's like all purple now. Probably one of my favorite vegetables would be zucchini or asparagus. Oh, zucchini, especially like grilled zucchini at a hibachi restaurant. Oh, it's so good. And asparagus. I like to do like a marinated asparagus, like an Italian dressing. That's really good. And I also like to take my asparagus and grill it. Grilling vegetables is so cool. Or sauté them too, or you roast them. All of those are really good. Well, crunch on a carrot. It's time for a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Amber Kelly of Cook with Amber. Let's talk a little bit about restaurants. How do you feel about the kids' menus at restaurants? Do you feel that there is a change for room?
Yes, there's definitely a room for change. I think there should be like sides of fruit and salads, or you can just order off of the adult menu because they usually have better choices, and then you can just save the leftovers.
No, I think the same thing for that too. I really don't order off of the kids' menu at all. The only time, like, I'll order off a kid's menu is when I went to Emeril Lagasse's restaurant and they had filet mignon on the menu. That's, like, the only time I really eat off the kid's menu. Now I'm always ordering off the adult menu or either sharing with my mom and dad. Like, they'll kind of, like, give me a little bit of each of their meal. And, like, I just eat from them because I really don't like kids' menus. It's all really, like, cheeseburgers, french fries, pizza.
Hot dogs.
Exactly, hot dogs. It's not very healthy. There could always be a side of, like, a fruit cup instead of french fries. Or instead of french fries, maybe, like, sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
And, like, bake them instead of fry them. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. And I'm actually working with Healthy Fare for Kids that they're trying to, well, they get, not trying, but they do, they get restaurants to work with them and change at least one thing on the kids' menu to make it, like, healthy, like, do a whole wheat bun or something, make it a side of fruit cup. Yeah, and it's really cool. So they're based in Chicago. And they have all these Chicago restaurants that are working with them that are making healthier kids' menus.
That's awesome.
It is really awesome. And they have, like, guidelines. And I'm actually a Healthy Fare for Kids ambassador. So I'm working with them to help and get some New Orleans restaurants to work with them and have healthier meals and kids menus and meals.
That's really cool.
Thank you. It's just something that I love, and especially since kind of my whole thing was to get kids to stop eating so much chicken nuggets and french fries all the time.
Yeah.
And to try new things and healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
It is. And I mean, besides the online cooking show and TV appearances that you do, what are your future plans?
I really want to try some new things. Like, I want to take horseback riding lessons and maybe drama. But there's so many things. It's so hard to choose. It's like, should I do that or should I do that? Or, oh, I could do that or maybe that. It's like, ah. Oh.
Right. Like, you can't do everything at once.
Oh.
So, you know, horseback riding, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I love horses.
I've never, like, ridden a horse. I'm not, like, a big, like, kind of, like, I don't really like the horses and stuff like that. Like, the only kind of animals that I love are dogs.
Awesome.
Yeah, dogs are so cute and awesome. But that's cool. Do you have anything, like, planned for, cooking? Like, maybe a book or something?
I wanted to try to do that. I thought making cookbooks would be really fun because you could write down all the recipes like that I have, could take out of my videos and write them down so that you don't have to always watch the videos to know how to make it. You can just look in a cookbook. I thought that'd be really fun.
Yes, and that'd probably be a lot of work, you know, going through your videos and just kind of like writing down all the recipes. But that would be fantastic, you know, to take all the recipes and put them into one cookbook, or maybe if you wanted a couple of cookbooks, and just, you know, have all these different recipes. And you can, I mean, and if you wanted to, if you can even watch the video as you're making it,
mm-hmm,
with the recipe in front of you.
Yeah.
So like, that'd be fun. You'd be like, oh, I'm watching Amber while I'm cooking.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That would. And what is your favorite dish to cook? And what is your favorite dish to eat?
I love cooking Moroccan pasta. It's Moroccan, obviously. But there's all these really nice herbs, and it's kind of like a little bit spicy spaghetti, and that's also my favorite dish to eat.
Oh, so like, what's like in Moroccan pasta other than like the herbs?
I think there's cumin, there's paprika, what else? There is meat, ground beef. There's a lot of stuff, and it all works really well together. It's not like, and there's even a little bit of sweet. There's some spinach also, but you like put in 4 cups and it shrivels down, but you can't taste it.
Because spinach has high water content, so it all wilts. That's why you always like put lots of spinach and it looks like a big mountain.
Yeah, you have like a mountain and all of a sudden it's a little tiny serving.
Yeah, right. Is there like any harissa in there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, cool. Well, and that's phenomenal. I've never heard of like Moroccan pasta, so that's something new I learned.
Yeah.
Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Well, there was a time, I think it was last year, but we were learning how to read fractions. And so I was going to bake, I think it was a cake. And there, I was supposed to put 1 1/4 cups of flour. And I accidentally put in 11 cups of flour. And my mom let me do it on my own. And she comes out and, why is it so thick? I'm like, well, I put in 11 cups of flour. And she goes, you did what? Like, oopsies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Uh-huh.
That is a big difference. 1 1/4 cup to 11 cups. That's like a 9 3/4 cups difference, which is a lot.
Uh-huh.
This must have been a pretty big bowl to have all of that.
I know.
And you know, at least you know what the difference between 11 cups and 1 1/4 cup now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, did it taste good? Because I don't know.
You didn't eat it. You threw it away.
Okay. I was going to say. It probably looked a little weird with all that flour in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Well, recently we went to Whole Foods and we found this orange that's called a sumo citrus, but it seriously looks like a warty squash. It's like all bumpy. It's so weird. It doesn't look like an orange at all, but it's really good. It tastes like a tangerine.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't really think there'd be a food I would never eat again. I don't know. I'd have to, like, go way back because I can't remember.
Well, yeah, because, you know, probably when you were, you probably didn't like a lot of things. But, you know, yeah. When you, as you get older, you like more things. Like, my sister, she doesn't like Brussels. She didn't like Brussels sprouts, but then she tasted it again. And she's like, oh, I like it now. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of different. Sometimes, I don't really have a food that I probably wouldn't ever eat. The only thing I wouldn't eat is, like, canned things.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I'm not a big canned food person. Only, like, tomato sauce and, like, corn and stuff like that. But that's different. I might have to try and find that.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, I'm going to try that. Lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Oh, my. I think I might make, like, a pasta with maybe a little bit of pickle juice to make it a little bit sour, and then, like, a peanut butter sauce. I think that would sound cool. That might taste good.
And, like, the peanut butter is kind of sweet, and it's creamy, uh-huh. And then you have, like, the nice sour and acidic pickle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. That'd be actually good.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Amber, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks for having me. It was awesome.
Oh, yes. It was definitely awesome. You've shown us that cooking healthy is fun and cool. If you want to find out more about Cook with Amber and all of her healthy culinary adventures, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Grab a healthy snack. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredients are daikon and chive flowers. First, let's talk about daikon. Daikon literally translates to large root in Japanese. It is also called Japanese radish, Oriental radish, white radish, Chinese radish, mui, and daikon radish. Daikon has a milder taste compared to other radishes. In Japanese cuisine, daikon is also often used mixed into ponzu as a dip. The daikon leaf is also green veggies. In Chinese cuisine, turnip cake is made with daikon. Younger daikon is shorter and has a pale green color from the top to about halfway down the vegetable. The flesh is denser than the Japanese kind, and the leaves are smooth, which make it better for pickling. And Filipino cuisine, a soup called sinigang is sometimes cooked with daikon. In Vietnamese cuisine, pickled daikon and carrots are common in spring rolls and banh mi sandwiches. Here's my recipe for pickled daikon. I loved pickled daikon so much. I could just eat it all by itself. And I always put a ton in my spring roll. Ingredients. Half of a small daikon shredded. Half a cup of rice vinegar. A fourth of a cup of water. And 2 teaspoons of sugar. Directions. Mix all of the ingredients together in a medium bowl. Cover with plastic wrap and marinate them overnight in the refrigerator. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at @KidJeffElianna. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm @KidJeffElianna. So, you know where to find me. Now, let's explore chive flowers. Chives are a green, mild flavor onion. They are hollow and grow about a foot long. Chives are found in many English, German, and French gardens. Chives were originally found in Asia and Europe. Chives are relatives to the lily family. Some chive recipes go back 5,000 years from China. This is why chive flowers are also known as Chinese chives. Dried bunches of chives were hung in a house and it was believed to drive away disease and evil. Here's a recipe for chive flower beef soup. My mom made this the other night because she wasn't feeling well. I had a little bowl of the soup and it was the bomb. 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 2 cups of chive flour, stems cut in half, 2 large cloves of garlic grated, 1 pound of flank steak sliced into thin bite-sized pieces, 12 cups of broth, 1 teaspoon of low-sodium soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of fish sauce, 1 cup of bean sprouts, 1 cup of mushroom sliced, 1 tablespoon of ginger paste, and 1 tablespoon of lemongrass paste. Direction. In a large pot over medium heat, saute chive flowers and garlic. Add beef and saute until brown. Add broth and remaining ingredients. Mix well and cook for 20 minutes. Serves 6 to 8. The chive flowers are actually kind of like spinach and they have a very high water content, so they will wilt and they get kind of shrivelly. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tips are all about home remedies. I saw these kitchen tips on The Rachel Ray Show, and Dr. Ian Smith was a guest and demonstrated the remedies. These are just a few of the tips he gave. If you have a minor burn, cut an onion in half and leave the flesh side down on the burn for 20 to 25 minutes until you feel no more pain. The sulfuric compound in the onion absorb into the burn and relieve the pain. Do you have a minor cut? Flush the wound and sprinkle a pinch of ground black pepper on it. Wrap an adhesive bandage around it and let it stay for about 10 minutes or until it stops bleeding. Have an insect bite or sting? Make a paste with 2 tablespoons of cornstarch and 1 tablespoon of vinegar. The paste has pain-killing and anti-inflammatory properties. Upset tummy? Eat a half a cup of plain yogurt. The yogurt can coat your stomach and the probiotics, or the good bacteria, will help battle the bad bacteria in your stomach. You can also grate fresh ginger into hot water to create a soothing tea for upset tummies and sore throats. Today's kitchen tool is a julienne peeler. The julienne peeler allows you to cut fine, decorative julienne slices. The handle is a Y shape. In between the top of the Y is a metal peeler blade. The blade has zigzag-like teeth that catches the vegetable on its surface and pulls the flesh into several individual super thin strips. When the peeler is used on a long vegetable like a cucumber or daikon, the strips become super long, like noodles. When the peeler is used on shorter vegetables like potatoes, you can achieve smaller thin strips like matchsticks. The julienne peeler is a great tool to create beautiful garnishes. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's a recipe for my sesame marinated daikon. We topped our chive flour and watercress beef stir fry with this. It was amazing. I was practically eating it out of the bowl. Here's the ingredients. 1 cup of daikon radish shredded, 1 tablespoon of toasted sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar, and 1 teaspoon of honey. Directions. In a small bowl, mix all ingredients thoroughly. Place in spring rolls or on top of your favorite stir fry for a fresh crunch. So this past weekend, I had my big book launch party. And it was just fantabulous. So it was just great. And I demonstrated my jambalaya. And the owner of the bookstore, one of the owners, Miss Judith, she was my sous chef. So she was like stirring the pot for me and stuff. So that was really fun. And she actually even wore a chef hat. So that was so cute. And I even like signed my name on the chef hat, and like there was a little spatula and a wooden spoon drawn on it. She was just so cute, and she's kind of short, so I was taller than her, but like when she had this chef hat on, we were next to each other, we looked just adorable. And she had like a little introduction for me, and she was like just standing beside me, and we were kind of chatting like and kind of just talking to the audience and everything. That was just really, really fun. And I even like got to give samples to everybody. So everybody got a little bowl of jambalaya taste, and everybody just kept saying, "Oh my gosh, it's so good." And I was just saying, like, "Thank you." And that was just really fun. And I'm just glad that everybody liked it. So we had one like already prepared, and then I was cooking one on the burner in the pot. So once I was done with that, we just kind of let it sit there, and then we served everybody the already made jambalaya. And then after that, I went to my signing table, and I just signed a bunch of books. And the illustrator is actually my sister, so she was there too at the book signing. And so we were like, the whole family was there, and we were just signing the books and having a great time. We even like, we called it Swamp Punch. It was like a green punch. It was really cute. But I just had a wonderful time. It's time for a taste test. Let's take a short break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spy Detective. Today, we're investigating cocoa powder. Cocoa powder is obtained from cocoa solids, one of the two components of chocolate liquor, a substance made during the manufacturing process of transforming cacao beans into chocolate. The cacao beans are harvested in large pods, which are split open. The beans ferment, which help to mellow the bitterness of their flavor. After fermentation, the cacao beans are roasted. The outer shells are removed to expose the cacao nibs. These nibs are then ground to produce chocolate liquor. The chocolate liquor is then pressed to extract the rich cocoa butter. This pressing separates the chocolate liquor into cocoa butter and cocoa solids. To produce cocoa powder, the cocoa solids are pressed again. When the cocoa butter has been removed, a substance called a press cake is created. The cake is dried and then ground into cocoa powder. There are two main types of cocoa powder. There is a natural cocoa powder and Dutch cocoa powder, which has an alkali added to mellow the flavor. Here's the recipe for a heavenly chocolate cake. Even though you might think it's a little weird to put mayo in cake, it tastes exactly the same. The only difference is that you can actually eat the batter from the bowl instead of your mom having to tell you, don't eat the batter out of the bowl because it has raw eggs. It doesn't have any eggs, so you can eat the batter. That's another thing I love it. I love this recipe. The mayo actually replaces the eggs and the oil in the cake. Ingredients: 1 packet of chocolate cake without pudding, 1/4 cup of cocoa powder, 3 eggs, 1 1/3 cup of water, and 1 cup of mayonnaise. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Stir cake mix and cocoa powder in a large mixing bowl. Add remaining ingredients. Beat on medium speed for 2 minutes. Pour batter into 2 round 9-inch cake pans. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes. Remove from pans and cool on a wire rack. Frost with heavenly chocolate cake frosting. Here is the recipe for heavenly chocolate cake frosting. This frosting is only part of what makes this cake heavenly. The frosting is still all good by itself, too. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, softened, 1 tablespoon of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 5 cups of powdered sugar, and 1/2 cup of cocoa powder. Directions: mix cream cheese, milk, and vanilla until smooth. Combine dry ingredients in a separate bowl. Gradually add combined dry ingredients, mixing thoroughly. Frost heavenly chocolate cake. It's snack activity time. Here I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snack activity is PBJA, or peanut butter jelly apples. This recipe is courtesy of Amber Kelly. Thanks so much for this recipe. I can't wait to try it. Ingredients: 1 apple, peanut butter, and Amber prefers 100% Valencia peanut butter, jam, fruit leather cut a little larger than the cookie cutter, and a small cookie cutter. Directions: have your parents slice the apple for you crosswise, so you are slicing it through the core. The slices should be about 1/4 inch thick or thinner. Pick 2 slices to make your PBJA. If the core is barely there, you can eat the entire slice. Spread the peanut butter over the first slice. Use the small cookie cutter to cut out the center of the second slice. Then, place it on top of the peanut butter slice. If there is a significant core in both slices, then stack them together and use the cookie cutter to core through both slices of apple. Spread peanut butter over the bottom slice. Place a piece of fruit leather over the hole, then place the other apple slice on top. Take a little bit of jam and drop it in the hole, either on top of the peanut butter or fruit leather. Carefully spread it so that it covers all of the peanut butter or fruit leather. Eat it! Yum! Hey, young chef! You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine! This is my recipe for chive flour and watercress beef stir fry. I love this stir fry so much that I ate everything on my plate. After dinner, I was stuffed. Ingredients: 1 pound of flank steak cut into bite-sized slices, 1/4 cup and 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, 1/2 cup of soy sauce, 2 cups of chive flour cut in half, 2 large cloves of garlic grated, 1 large bell pepper sliced, 1 teaspoon of lemongrass paste, 1 tablespoon of ginger paste, 1 teaspoon of red chili paste, 1 cup of mushroom sliced, and 3 cups of watercress. Directions. In a medium bowl, marinate the flank steak in rice vinegar, 1/4 cup of sesame oil, and soy sauce. In the meantime, saute chive flowers and 1 tablespoon of sesame oil in a wok on medium heat. Add the rest of the ingredients except watercress. Cook until bell peppers are soft and meat is done. Add the watercress on top. Do not stir in. Turn off the heat and let the watercress wilt slightly. Serve over jasmine rice and topped with marinated daikon. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's my mom's recipe for jackfruit coconut smoothie. I had this for dessert after the yummy stir fry. It was a nice, refreshing smoothie. Ingredients: 1 cup of ice cubes, 1 cup of coconut milk, 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of fresh jackfruit pre-seeded, 1 banana, 1/2 cup of fresh strawberry, and 3 tablespoons of honey. Directions: mix all the ingredients together in a blender until smooth. Yum! Serves 4 to 6. Hey, young chef, it's time for cooking crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make a plastic bag bunny. Easter's right around the corner. It makes a cute and easy Easter craft. You can make this with your parents or add it to your Easter basket. Supply: 1 white plastic grocery bag, 1.5 cups of rice, 2 rubber bands, a black marker, and scissors. Instructions. Step 1. Cut the top off of the plastic bag off. Step 2. Place 1 cup of rice in the bottom of the bag. Form bag around rice into a ball and close it with a rubber band. This becomes the bunny's body. Step 3. Place 1/2 cup of rice in remaining part of bag. Form bag around rice into a smaller ball and close it with a rubber band. This becomes the bunny's head. Step 4. Divide remaining plastic bag into 2 ears, trimming excess if necessary with scissors. Step 5. Draw a face on the bunny with eyes, nose, mouth, and whiskers. Step 6. Use this part of your Easter decor. The instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. So as I was saying earlier in the interview with Amber, this past Saturday, right after my big book launch party, I went to the Isleños Festival in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. I had a blast with my family. So we go there after my book launch party, and we had all sorts of different foods. We had like a tapas plate there. We ate funnel cake. I love funnel cake. There was also like, I think it was like a banana wrapped in bacon. Oh my gosh, banana wrapped in bacon. Can you believe that? It was just so good. We rode a Ferris wheel, and the Ferris wheel was actually kind of scary. You think a Ferris wheel, my mom and I were saying, like, a Ferris wheel is like for old people, it's supposed to be slow and relaxing. This one was kind of a fast Ferris wheel, and whenever you were going down, it felt like you were falling, and like my cousin and I, we were screaming, going down. It was so funny. My mom was screaming too. We were all laughing after we got off the Ferris wheel. We decided to call it the scariest wheel. And then I was telling you that the cartwheel, I'm not good at cartwheels, so I had a failed cartwheel, you know, just kind of landed on my butt after my cartwheel, while everybody else did it perfectly fine. That's me. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from John Muir. The power of imagination makes us infinite. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.